Welcome to Holistic Accountant Podcast, where we aim to showcase how adopting a holistic approach in accounting and tax maximizes value for clients. Beyond traditional tasks like preparing financial statements and tax returns, a holistic accountant focuses on offering advice that maximizes personal wealth on an after-tax basis. If you enjoy this episode, please consider leaving a rating and sharing it with those who might also benefit. And to ensure you stay updated, subscribe to our weekly email. The link is in the show notes. Okay, so today Mina and I thought we'd talk about BAS preparation, business activity statement preparation, best practices. So who should do what and when, and what should everyone be doing just to make sure that you're complying, you're not going to get yourself into any trouble.
So we might start off with the bookkeeper. So obviously the bookkeeper will do all your coding, all your bank reconciliations, your payroll and, you know, accounts payables, receivables and so forth. But not all bookkeepers are BAS agents. So you got to be careful when engaging a bookkeeper. If they tell you that they can lodge BASs, you might want to just check on the tax agent register that they're actually BAS agents before they do so. Sometimes they do so under your profile. They might not necessarily be a registered BAS agent. That might cause you some issues. So it's really important to draw a line in the sand as to who does what. We have no reservations, obviously, in a bookkeeper completing a BAS. However, obviously, if they just got to have the necessary expertise and qualifications.
And sometimes you'll find that the bookkeeper will prepare the BAS, but maybe the accountant will review it. So we thought we'd talk about what is involved in accounting and accountant reviewing, and then maybe even lodging it on behalf of that bookkeeper as well. And essentially all your accountant will do is really review the bookkeeper's work, which is really having an understanding of how GST applies to the income that the business generates and whether there is any GST-free income components. And then also how GST applies to the expense components as well. So do all expenses attract input credit? So that is GST, or some GST free. For example, you know, if you engage services from overseas companies and businesses, that they won't necessarily charge GST. And then reviewing the coding within the general ledger, which is your accounting system, to make sure that those expenses and income have been correctly allocated so that you're not overpaying GST and you're not underpaying GST, of course, that the BAS statement is actually correct.
And then when it comes to your accountant, if the BAS is prepared by your bookkeeper, there still needs a bit of work at year end. So a holistic accountant will typically do at year end is prepare an annual reconciliation of your BASs. So they'll go back and look over your general ledger, ensure that the correct GST has been applied to certain expenditure, like Stuart just mentioned, as well as they'll do any year-end adjustments as well as part of the annual reconciliation. So it's really important that, because the ATO basically marry up what's been lodged in the BAS to what's in your tax return, if there's any variances there, you're just welcoming an audit. So it's really important that your holistic accountant is across anything that your bookkeeper is doing to ensure there's no issues for you in the future.
And so when we do have errors, Mina, what are some of the common errors or mistakes, or why do variances occur when you do that annual reconciliation?
It's very easy to apply GST to all expenses, especially if a bookkeeper's not across. For a simple example is, for example, ASIC fees. Mm-hmm. It's very common that we find that a bookkeeper will apply GST to ASIC fees, even though they're GST-free expenses, like a lot of other government expenses. So it's really important for the holistic accountant to be across all these types of, you know, government expenses or any expenses involved in your business, like you just mentioned, in terms of you might be employing overseas contractors and so forth who might not charge GST. So it's really important to actually be across it, have a system in place, for example, Dext or HubDoc, and your accountant can go back and review the actual invoices to verify whether GST should apply or not.
Yeah, another one I came across the other day was an expense for some insurance, where the GST only applied to a portion of the insurance, not the whole, and so the GST amount wasn't 10% of the insurance cost. It was a much lower proportion. But those systems can pick those things up, but it's really important that you have that annual review, because if you miss something, as Mina said, you're going to attract a potential audit. And if you miss something, it can get really messy to go back, you know, more than 1 year to go and vary a BAS to sort of correct it as well, and just creates a lot more work, a lot more fees, and it's completely unnecessary. So there you go. That's really the process you really want to have. You want to make sure that whoever's reviewing your BAS lodgement and the allocations within the general ledger and so forth has the appropriate skill and knowledge in order to do that. So if that's not your bookkeeper, you might not necessarily need to get your accountant to review it every quarter, but you definitely want to have a review and reconciliation on an annual basis. Okay, that's it for this week. Until next week, bye for now.